Report: Assaults on NYPD cops rose 63% as leftist DA Alvin Bragg fails law enforcement. By Amy Furr on May 31, 2025. New York City Police Department, NYPD. Officers have reportedly endured a 63% rise in assaults over the past 6 years. A New York Post article published on Saturday reported the alarming numbers of assaults on cops and numerous instances of the Big Apple's officers being injured. The outlet continued. There have been 970 assaults on uniformed police officers in the city so far this year, up from the 595 officers attacked at the same point in pre-pandemic 2019, NYPD data show. The number of assaulted cops, which includes all city law enforcement officers, is up 57% so far this year compared to the same span 3 years ago, and climbed 4% compared to the same period last year, the data show. In 2020, a car drove through a line of police officers in Brooklyn, leaving at least one officer with a leg injury, per Breitbart News. Another incident happened in August when a female NYPD officer's face was left bloodied after an altercation with a repeat offender who was on probation. A few months later, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested a migrant from Venezuela who had crossed the border illegally and been released into the United States under former President Joe Biden's, D, administration. The man was convicted of assaulting NYPD officers in Times Square in January 2024. More recently, a group of young people reportedly linked to the violent trend Aragua gang brawled with officers in Times Square after they allegedly tried to rob two people. In addition, law enforcement recently identified a person of interest in the case of an off-duty NYPD officer who was beaten, held at knife point, and robbed in the Bronx. Retired NYPD sergeant and adjunct professor at Penn State University Lehigh Valley, Joseph Giacalone, told the Post he believes the current criminal justice system is behind the rise in this particular type of violence. You have DAs like Alvin Bragg who don't even want to prosecute felony assaults against cops. So where's the deterrence? You have a criminal justice system that's a revolving door and people are getting arrested 40, 50, 60 times, he said. The cops are dealing with people out on the streets who are really bad. He added he also thinks people have lost respect for New York's finest. Another retired officer said it was possible more officers are being targeted due to their training. It's always de-escalate and never take control, which often emboldens, a perp and gives them an advantage, the former police officer told the Post. President Donald Trump recently observed National Police Week and honored the officers who have dedicated their lives to protecting American communities, Breitbart News reported on May 13. He also criticized Biden for how he handled the issue of crime across the nation. A nation in chaos ceases to be a citadel of liberty. Tragically, the previous administration allowed lawlessness to permeate our country, making it harder for our law enforcement officers to do their jobs, he said. Their reckless, soft-on-crime policies emboldened criminals and thugs, wreaked havoc on the sanctity of our homes, businesses, and public spaces, instilled fear, and jeopardized public trust.